Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesihlanu mhlaka 23 kunhlangula 2017 nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Uba uMasire simkhumbula njengeqhawe leAfrika. Ikakhulu thina beZimbabwe sithanda ukufunda kakhulu kuye imisebenzi yakhe. Sikhumbula ngesikhathi seGokura Hundi kuliwa ekhaya. Wakhuluma kakhulu umuntu omdala bakithi ukuthi sixolelane siyakhe ilizwe lethu kodwa kwehlula.
Onke waba ngumongameli weleBotswana useke Tumile Masire kaseko.
Because generally when heroes ekangeza NPF bafaka anyone abafuna ukubika ababona ngani ngumuntu wabo kona ngani, but generally kumele kube ngumuntu owalwa impi enkululeko waqeda khonapho wenza something after independence. Ye uChingisu behlabela kodwa mbona ukuthi uChingisu ukhala isikhali wakulwa ngesikhathi sempi.
Umculi obedumile uComrade Chings obhubhe ngeviki edluleyo ungcwatshwe lamhlanje eHarare. Abanye besithi ubemele aphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe kodwa abanye besithi hatshi. Kusungulwa umhlangano wamalanga amabili eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ohlose ukukhanga osomabhizimusi ukuthi bayesungula inhlelo zabo eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Onke waba ngumongameli uwele Botswana useke Tumile Masire kaseko. UMasire ubhubhe izolo ebusuku kwesinye isibhedlela esigodlweni iGaborone eseleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisificaminwembili lambili 92. Intathele zindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya osethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
USekhwethi Kitumile John Masire wazalwa mhlaka 23 Ntulikazi 1925 emzini wekanye ngaphandle kwesigodlo eBotswana iGaborone. Wakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli weBotswana kusukela ngomnyaka ka 1980 kusiyafika ngo 1998 esiba ngumongameli wesibili lelo lizwe lithole uzibuse embusweni wabuhoquluzi benotho weBhilithani. Ngaphambilini wayengomunye walabo ababumba ibandla elibusayo eleBotswana Democratic Party ngo 1961. Kwathi eleBotswana lithola uzibuse ngomnyaka ka 1966 uMasire wakhethwa njengomsekeli kamongameli wokuqala useSeretsekhama. Kungaleyo ndlela ke uMasire kwahle kwabalula ukuthatha isikhundla esasithiwe nguKhama ngo-1980 uyise kamongameli Ian Khama Seretsekhama osebusa okwamanje. Waba ngumphathintambo njalo wokugcina isikhwama semali kwaze kwafika ukubhubha kukaKhama ngomnyaka ka-1980. Abanye abeZimbabwe bazamkhumbula uMasire ngobudlelwane bakhe lwayelumsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nyongolo Nkomo, leviyo lebutho lebandla lakhe lezaphu eleZipra elalizenkamba kweleBotswana. Kwathi lalapho eleZimbabwe selithole uzibuse, uNkomo wayevame ukubalekela eBotswana lapho esehluphana lomongameli Robert Mugabe ikakhulu ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGokura Hundi ngo-1983.
Uba uMasire simkhumbula njengeqhawe leAfrika. Ikakhulu thina beZimbabwe sithanda ukufunda kakhulu kuye imisebenzi yakhe. Sikhumbula ngesikhathi seGokura Hundi kuliwa ekhaya. Wakhuluma kakhulu umuntu omdala bakithi ukuthi sixolelane siyakhe ilizwe lethu kodwa kwehlula. Sikhumbula njalo ngesikhathi esemukela ubaba uNkomo, uNkomo esebaleke baleke leGokura Hundi, wamemukela wamthatha wahlala la estate house. Kunenge singakufunda kuye, siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba uMasire wathi isikhundla item yakhe ingapheli. Esenzela ukuthi abantu amanyane kodwa
ngemva kokulobelana isivumelwano sokukhumisana umlotha phakathi kwezaphu kanye lezano eseunit accord ngomnyaka 1987 uMasire waqala uqinisa ubudlelwano lohulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Umgabe wakwavakatshela imuli kaMasire ngomnyaka ka-2013 ezoba tutuza ngemva kokulahlekelwa unkosikazi Gladys Masire weZimbabwe ohlala eHabron umnumzana Andreas Ndlovu uthi ngenxa yobudlelwano obukade sebukhona umongameli Mgabe kangeke akhuthe umncwabo kaMasire.
Kade bezwana kakhulu njengoba sabona ngesikhathi uMasire ebhujelwe unkosikazi wakhe. So sikhangele ukuthi umongameli Mgabe abe khona emncwabeni kaMasire obe ngumuntu ohlonitshwa kakhulu kuzwekazi leAfrika.
Umongameli Ian Khama, Soritsekhama, usebike ukuthi leBotswana lizaqala amalanga amathathu esililo kusukela ngolwesithathu ziku 23 Nhlangula kusiyafika ngensonto. UMasire obhubhe ngolwesine mhla ka 22 Nhlangula eleminyaka engamachumi athobamini mbili lambili ukhangelelwe ukubekwa ngeviki ezayo ngolwesine emzini wakhe ekanye lapho okulele khona unkosikazi wakhe. Sithi umoya wakhe kawulale ngoxolo. Ningu Martin Ngwenya wendaba se Studio 7 ngeSavron kwele Botswana.
Inkampani kamakhalekhukhwini iConnect Wireless isimanyanele kahulumende ebona ngokulondolozwa kwemigwaqo iZimbabwe National Road Administration iZinara emsebenzini oza kwenza uzulu ohamba ngezimota osebenzisa i-EcoCash enelise ukuhlawulela intuba zemigwaqo ama-toll gates ngaleyo ndlela. Kubika uMavis Gama. Si lusizi zihlobo esithandekayo. Siza lethulela lolo daba kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Siqhubeka ngohlelo siye kolunye udaba eZimbabwe lamhlanje limanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekunanzeni ilanga lokuqakathekisa abantu abasebenzela uzulu ele-Public Service Day. Ilanga leli lahlelwa ngumanyano we-United Nations ngomnyaka ka-2003 njalo linazwa mnyaka ngomnyaka mhla ka-23 ngenyanga kaNhlangula. Umphathintambo obona ngendaba zezisebenzi zikahulumende unkosikazi Prisca Mpfumira wethule umbiko enanza leli langa etshayela izisebenzi zikahulumende ihlombe. Sixhume osakhulayo unkosazana Vimbai Muswaburi yena othe ngokunanzelela ukungcola kwezambuzi zakobulawayo wasuka eJohannesburg kwele South Africa lapho ahlala khona kumaviki ambalwa edluleyo waya kobulawayo ukuyagezisa izambuzi lezi encedisana labanye abasakhulayo. Uthi kuqakathekile ukusebenzela uzulu.
Njengama citizens sokufanele sifike endaweni lapho esingalindele ukuthi izinto zethu ezomphakathi like ama toilets lemgwaqo lokudobha amaphepha silinde igovernment ukuthi igovernment isenzele. Sokufanele sibe ngabantu abancane kumbe ngabasabakhulayo ababonayo ukuthi kule ndawo efanele ilungiswe. So ngabona mina kuqakathekile ukuthi ngeclean ama toilets. So ngiliqakathekisa kakhulu ilanga lona leli okukhuluma ngalo ngoba abantu abafanelanga belithathe njengelanga nje elidlulayo. Kufanele ukhangele kakhulu emphakathini ukuthi yiphi indawo efanele kumbe elindele thina njengabomphakathi ukuthi siphakame sizenzele. Ngamancane ngamafitshane ngithi hayi mntwana osakhulayo, vuka uzenzele, vuka uzilungiselele izwe lakho, vuka usebenzele lapha emphakathini singalindi igovernment.
Elize liye kobulawayo kuyagezisa izambuzi babe likhangela njani nje abantu njalo babe kuzisisa yini elikwenzayo?
Kahle kahle abantu babengazisisi bathi uklean ama toilets kuzasisiza ngani. Bangibuza lo umbuzo nxa sifika lapho siye clean ama toilets bahleka nokumangala. Ha, umuntu wesimanje manje khathesi obuye eklina nama toilets and wona ama toilets hayengcwele kakhulu. kahle esizama kubabonisa ukuthi hayi ukuthi angcolile ukuthi ukuthi kusokufanele ahlale ngcolile ukungcola ukuthi ukuthi aka cleanwa all the time ngensuku zonke ngoba nxa into iklinwa ngensuku zonke iklinwa ngendlela eyiyo kufanele ihlale ihlambekile kodwa ayihlambekanga ngoba akaklinwa so abantu babengikhangela ngendlela yokumangala nendlela yokuthi abona bangeke nama message okungena bathi hayi mina bengizohlanza hayi mina vele ngeke umnuko ubusuwenzani kodwa singabalekela khona lokhu ukuthi ingcolile iyanuka ngubani ke ozafika ayikline xa thina abomphakathi singazenzeli.
Unkosazana Vimbai Mushaburi ulwela amalungelo abasakhulayo sixoxela eSejohannesburg kwele South Africa. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa sekhuthaze osomabhizimusi bakwele South Africa kanye labeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa ukuthi bayesungula inhlelo zamabhizimusi enhlelweni zokuvuselela amafekithali kobulawayo kanye lakwezokwethekelela iVictoria Falls. Umnangagwa wethule amazwi la eseJohannesburg lamhlanje enkulumeni yakhe yokuvula umhlangano wamalanga amabili ohlose ukukhanga osomabhizimusi ukuthi bayesungula amabhizimusi eZimbabwe. Kuviga uBenedictin Hlapho.
Esethula inkulumo yakhe kulomhlangano umnumzana Mnangagwa uthi iZimbabwe isilungele ukuthi osomabhizimusi bazosungula inhlelo zabo kwezokulima ezenjiwayo, ezokuthutha, ezokwethulwa kwemibiko, ezemali, ezamanzi, lezinye inhlelo zentuthuko endaweni zonke zelizwe. Esekhuluma ngentuthuko ezamabhizimusi edolobheni lakobulawayo, uMnangagwa unxuse osomabhizimusi ukuthi basungule inhlelo zabo kwezokwenziwa kwezigqoko, impahla zezikhumba, ezamaluba kanye lezesifuyo.
Opportunities exist on the establishment
akhona amathuba okuvuselela amankampani ebevele ekhona loba ukuhlanganisa lamatsha okulinyathelo elizavuselela ezamabhizimusi edolobheni lakobulawayo. Inhlelo ezidingeka kobulawayo zigoqela ukulethwa kwemtshina lobuciko bezamabhizimusi, konke lokhu kusekelwa likhono lezisebenzi elitholakala kuzisebenzi zakobulawayo.
Ubuye wathi uhulumende ufuna inhlelo zamabhizimusi azathuthukisa ezokwethekelela eVictoria Falls kuntuthuko esihlanganisa iWange, iBinga, iKariba lelwa Zambezi.
As a result of its recognition as a low hanging fruit,
ngenxa yala amathuba asegcekeni enhlelweni zokwethekelela, nxa zingenziwa eVictoria Falls zilakho ukuletha intuthuko engasiza kakhulu emnothweni welizwe jikelele. Lokhu kungaba yiyo insika yezokusungulwa kwezamabhizimisi ezokwethekelela lezemali hatshi eVictoria Falls kuphela kodwa kuluhlu lonke lwamazwe eSadak.
Umelwe South Africa eZimbabwe umnumzana Mphakama Mbete yena ukhuthaze osomabhizimusi bamazwe omabili ukuthi bancedisane labo hulumende babo kuntuthuko yamazwe la omabili.
The difficult situations that our national economies are facing means that
ubunzima bomnotho obhekane lamazwe ethu butsho ukuthi intela esitholayo incane okwenza ukube nzima uqhuba inhlelo zokusiza uZulu. Sonke ke kufanele sisukume senze sichane lomkhuba okumelela ukuthi uhulumende kube nguye owesenzela konke.
Kodwa sizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Mlungisi Jabalala uthi akusiqiniso ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe uzimisela ukuthi kusungulwe amabhizimusi.
Okwakuqala futhi sicela sizibuze ukuthi okwenze abantu basuka eZimbabwe ukungainvesti yini. Takulanti right kuzaba right emhlanizane yaphuma esihlalweni ikho abantu bazabuya khona bezoinvest ngoba nale ama policies zabo abasebenzisa abo 1980 namanje yelokhu basebenzise abantwana bakithi.
Akwelinicele imkhokhelo enhlanganiso yeZim SA Forum umnumzana Anele Ndlovu okuyiba baqoqela umhlangano uthi asikho esinye isiqiniseko esedlula ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli usukume phansi esiyaqinisekisa osomabhizimusi ukuthi beze eZimbabwe.
Into ebaluleke kakhulu ukuthi uma uhulumeni esephakama ngokwakhe ethi sesesilungele ukuthi sesingamukela abantu bazoncedisa ukwakha izwe lakithi. Yimessage ebalulekile leyo kufuna ukuthi sonke sibone ngempela ukuthi no uhulumeni uyimisele ukulungisa isimo somnotho sasiselizwe lakithi laseZimbabwe.
Ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumeni weZimbabwe ezingenela umhlangano Sikuqala umphathi indaba ogajalo ezomnotho umnumzana Obed Mpofu, owezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa, nomphathi indaba wezamabhizimusi lezokuthengiselana umnumzana Mike Bima. Lomhlangano ophela kusasa. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg le South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapho.
Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela inkulumo mpikiswano esiqhamuke phezu kodaba lwenhlonipho ephiwa amaqhawe esizwe kulandela ukubhubha kukamnumzana Comrade Chinks. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafithane. Kulamabhomba amabili adubuke elandelana lamhlanje kwele Pakistan abulala abantu abangamachumi amabili lanhlanu 25 kwalimala abalikhulu. Lokhu kwenzakale emkambo obugcwele abantu edolobheni leParachina elingcelelane lelizwe laseAfghanistan. Ukufuthelana kubikwa lokhe kuqhubekela phambili emhlanganweni wamazwe aseEurope phezu kodaba lokuphuma kweleBhilithane kulumanyano. Inhloko kahulumende yakweleBhilithane unkosikazi Theresa May uthembise ukungehlukanisi imuli kodwa amanye amazwe akasudiseki ngezithembiso zakhe. Owayengumhlabeleli njalo owalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Dick Chingaira uyaziwa ngelokuthi Comrade Chinks ubekwe emathuneni eGlen Forest namuhla ngemva kokuncitshwa isicoco seqhawe lesizwe obekucelwe imuli yakhe kanye labalwa impi yenkululeko. Okhulume emele umongameli Mgabe lohulumende ngunkosikazi Miriam Chikukwa ongumphathintambo obona ngokwenzakala eHarare. UChikukwa uncome imisebenzi kamuyi esithi wasebenza gadalala ukuze ilizwe likhululeke. Obemele abalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Victor Matemadanda uthe kungenani lokuthi uChinks unxitshwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe, imsebenzi yakhe iyazikhulumela yodwa ukuthi ube liqhawe elinjani. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele encwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele, yena othi ukuthethwa kwamaqhawe, ukukhethwa kwamaqhawe sokumele kube lendlela ebalulekileyo.
Mina angazi ukuthi abantu ngakade becabanga ukuthi uComrade Chinks uzaba lihero bebesebenzisa criteria bani. Because generally when i-heroes eganyezana uPF bayafaka anyone abafuna ukubeka ababona ngani ngumuntu wabo khona ngale. But generally kumele kube ngumuntu owalwa impi yenkululeko, waqeda khonapho wenza something after independence. Yeah, uChinks ubehlabela kodwa mbona ukuthi Chinks ukuphala isikhali wakulwa ngesikhathi sempi. So khonokho yikho ekini embona ngani kuyamdisqualify ngoba ukuthi akhona amanye drama musicians afileyo asafayo abalwa indisikhala abantu abanjabo makospar umuntu wayeliwo vethi waphinda wahlabela azange wabe kuba i-national hero ubuthi ukhangela futhi ukuthi ivini bona lapho abantu ababehlabela njengoChinks ukhona ubabo LMG Choir afaka azange wabe yi-hero
kodwa nxa sikhangele bakhona njalo ababekwa khona ngale i-national heroes eka bona bengayanga empini abafana labo Sabina Mgabe labo Bodageze abanye uthini wena ngalo?
Yeah, yiko okuthengisela khona ukuthi eka ngamangcwaba ezano so probably babe sithi hayi amadoda la ayenza i-contribution ngemva kwe-independence ukwakhela kakhulu uBodagezi wasebenza kakhulu within iZanu PF circles esenza khona kwaye kwenze vuselela iparty maybe uSabina Mgabe the fact that wayezalana labo Mgabe but bakhona abanye bathi hayi ngama-60s le usabhina wake wayenze enye imache resistor ama ID. So kono kyana nje ukuthengisela ukuthi icriteria yakho nayo yazwanga yibo abantu bezano ngabe kufuna bakwenza ihero ngabe bakwenzile.
Asithi iZANU PF kayikho esihlalweni embusweni. Kukhethwe njani kawe lesizwe?
Zimbabweans azamele ehlale ezibuza ukuthi kona kuqakathekile yini ukuthi umuntu nxa efile ukuthi uyihero kumbe akasohero. How does that contribute ukuthi umnotho wezimbabwe uhambe phambili? Nxa kukuthi abantu bebona ngani kuqakathekile ukuthi kulabantu abamele bethobe ngamaqhawe esizwe, sebemele bebhale phansi ukuthi kuyini iqhawe lesizwe, ngumuntu owenzeni, umuntu walwa impi yenkululeko, ngumlimi, ngumhlabeleli kumbe ngumuntu odlala ibhora.
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele yingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe sixoxela ecingweni ekobulawayo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, imidlalo yenguqu eKhazilaga Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki lethumi lanhlanu ngempela viki kule midlalo egobozisa amathe. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leChicken Inn lona elihleza endaweni yesithathu engalaneni imiklomelo lizadibana leqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars lona elihleza endaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo. Lo mdlalo uza kuba senkundleni eluveve edolobheni lakobulawayo, njalo lawa maqembu alingene ngemiklomelo omabili le miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lesikhombisa. Loba nje abafana beChicken Inn sebedlale imidlalo elitshumi lane kuthi abeNgezi sebedlale imidlalo elitshumi lantathu. Ngesonto komunye njalo umdlalo ophakathi kwamaqembu ahlezi phezu kwengalane, iqembu leHowmine lile Highlanders azadibana enkundleni yeBarber Fields. Lawa maqembu lawa alingene ngemiklomelo omabili le miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lane 24, kodwa ele Highlanders lihlezi endaweni yesine engalaneni ngoba lihlohleka nenye kule qembu le Hawmine lona elihlezi endaweni yesihlanu. Iqembu le Highlanders lona selidlale imidlalo elitshumi lane kuthi ele Hawmine selidlale imidlalo elitshumi lantathu. Amaqembu amathathu ahlezi phezu kwengalane athele Black Rhinos, eLengezi Platinum Stars kanye lele Chicken Inn nasebuthelele imiklomelo ngamashumi amabili lesikhombisa iqembu ngalinye. Kuthi amaqembu angaphansi kwe-Highlanders leHowmine abalisa ele Dynamo leFC Platinum kanye lele ZPC Caribe ale miklomelo engamashumi amabili lantathu. Lesi simo sichazwe ngumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders Errol Agbay njengesibonelo sokuba umango sasemude kumncintiswano walonyaka kusigaba se-PSL.
Top 8 is very close together. It's very close together. And now only what we have to do is
amaqembu ahlezi endaweni eziyizithoba mine mibili engalaneni yemiklomelo aseduze buze kakhulu. Yikho ke thina kumele sibe lesiqiniseko esokuba sidlala ngokuzimisela okukhulu, sinqobe imidlalo emithathu emine ebuyayo ukuze lathi siyale silokhu sisendaweni yaphezulu.
Kweminye imidlalo ye-PSL ezadlalwa kulimpela viki, iqembu le-FC Platinum lizemukela eletsholotsho kusasa enkundleni yemandaba. Ngensonto iqembu le-Bantu Rovers lizadlala lele-Chapungu enkundleni yeluveve. Iqembu le-Triangle lizadibana lele-ZPC Caribe eGibo. Iqembu le-Wange lizanqikelana leqembu le-Shabane Mine e-Colliery. Iqembu le-Black Rhinos lizadlala lele-Harare City ngase-Morris Depot. Kuthi iqembu le-Dynamos lizemukela ele-Bulawayo City enkundleni ye-National Sports. Kusenjalo amanye amaqembu azabe engela badlali kanye labaqeqetshi abayingxenye yeqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors lona eliyephatheka kumncintiswano walonyaka weCOSAFA oqhutshelwa elizweni leSouth Africa, njalo oqala ngesonto siyabhutsha mhlaziyithoba munomunye ngenyanga kaNtulikazi. Leli qembu liqeqetshwa nguSande Chidzambwa weqembu leZPC Caribe, yena ophathiswa nguLloyd Mutasa weqembu leDynamos. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Enkundleni yeWhatsApp silicelile balaleli ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu mayelana lomngcwabo kaComrade Chinks. Kambe inhlonipho ayiphewayo iyenela na emuntwini onjengaye? Silinika lethuba lokuthumeza amazwi enduduzo emulini yakhe. Nansi imibono yethunyelwe kabanye benu. UWillard Mthanga uthi, "Big hero of our struggle for freedom." Omunye njalo ophe umbono wakhe nguVolta Moyo, yena othi, "Kungcono kakhulu uthi engasetshenziswa esefile, ngabamngcwabe bona lapho abafuna khona." Ulunga yena uthi, "Owami umbono sikhala kanye nomndeni kaChinks, ngisithi okwenzakalayo kufana nokudaliwe ukuthi kabekwanga njengehero. Siyazi nathi
inketabe chabe ngeke iphele kalula ezweni lethu. Ulove Moore Kelvin uthi, rest in peace, Comrade Chinks. UM Ncube uthi, mina ngidlulisa umlayezelo wami kumuli yakhe nozulu welizwe. Silahlekelwe kakhulu liqhawe lenkululeko, noma abanye bengafuni yiwo amaqhawe eZimbabwe lawa. Baduduzeke abaseleyo, baqine kakhulu, phambili ngamaqhawe eqiniso, phambili phansi ngabo laba abangawathandi. Unkosikazi wasema Ncubeni emagedleni eGwanda, yena uthi mina ngimkhumbula nje ngamaculo akhe amnandi namavideo akhe ayethandwa ku-ZBC TV. Iyo ke imibono esithunyelwe ngabanye benu balalele. Siyabonga. Lathi njengabasakazi be-Studio 7 sithi lala loxolo, Comrade Chinks. Lingakhohlwa ukusilandela kukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele enkundleni ye-Facebook kanye lokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-8 namhlanje ntambama. Ngimeli Studio 7, ngise Washington DC, ngingu Mike Hobe.
Ichi Waza Waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday.
Waza Friday lamhlanje sihamba lomculi wengoma zokholo uColin Moyo osanda kwethula idlalate lakhe lesikhombisa elilesihloko esithi wonke umuntu uzoma. Kubika uJoseph Njani.
Leyo abakhulu nabancinyane bemi phambi kwesidlalo sobukhosi babona bafileyo abakhulu nabancinyane bemi phambi kwesidlalo.
UColin Moyo ngomculi odabuka enkayi yesigabeni segonye njalo ucula leqembu leFM Foundation Gospel Movers. Ezomculo uziqale ngomnyaka ka-1999 esanda kuqeda izifundo ze-O-Level yesikolo seKhomayanga Secondary khona le enkayi.
Ngavele benguthanda ukucula ngisesikolo. Ngase ngiqala ukurekhoda i-first album yami ngomnyaka ka-2000 yayilesihloko esithi Makabongwe.
Ngo-2004 ukhiphe idlalade lakhe lesibili elithiwa Udumo kuJesu alenza endawonye lomama uRivonia Khumalo. Ulandele ngelithiwa uyafuna na ukuya ekhaya alikhuphe ngo-2008. Amanye amadlalade alandela lapho ngagoqela elithiwa omhla walelolanga ekugcineni lizovela iqiniso kuthi elilandelwa yileli elitsha ngelithiwa makajeziswe uSathane. Moyo uthi umculo wakhe uyamukelwa kuhle nguZulu kodwa ukusilelayo lwesekelo lwemali oluvela kumankampani.
Uyamukelwa kakhulu ngabantu kodwa besokusilela izandla zemfitshane ngoba konke ngikwenza ngikwenza ngizenzela mina, angitholi isponsor, angikatholi umuntu ongincedisayo, ngikwenza ngoba umculo ungaphakathi kwami.
Umoyo labanye abaculi abakobulawayo sebaqala iswele ukuthengisa imisebenzi yabo ezitaladeni zakobulawayo befuqa inqola eziyabe ziqhunisa ingoma zabo besebenzisa i-generator.
Babona bafileyo abakhulu nabancinyane bemi phambi kwesidlalo sobukhosi. Leyo abakhulu nabancinyane bemi phambi kwesidlalo sobukhosi. Zavulwa incwadi okwenza
ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanje.
Nabo bafela zavulwa incwadi
ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Owake waba ngumongameli weleBotswana useke Tumile Masire kaSekho. Umculi obedumile uComrade Chinks obhubhe ngeviki edluleyo ungcwatshwe lamhlanje eHarare. Abanye besithi ubemele aphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe kodwa abanye ebesithi hantshi. Kwaneleke okwalamhlanje mtwaka zomuhle olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.